In a speech Monday night at the Michigan Law Enforcement Officers Candlelight Memorial Service held at the state capitol, longtime Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth minced few words when describing the toll that politics and budget cuts have taken on law enforcement in the state. And Sheriff Rigglesworth joins us now to expand on his comments from the other night and to discuss the effects of downsizing police departments. Welcome, Sheriff Rigglesworth.
It's great to be here and good to see you, Mark.
What exactly did you say the other night, and what led to those, to your comments?
Well, my point was, in general, nationwide, there's been a huge cut in law enforcement. If you look here in Michigan, look what's happened to the Detroit Police Department, the Flint Police Department, Saginaw Police Department now have to have state police patrolling their cities because they don't have enough police officers to stem the tide. Here in Ingham County, Lansing PD is about half what they used to be. The sheriff's office, we lost 33 positions 3 years ago. I now have 14 deputies to patrol 13 townships in the rural areas of the county. It's hard to put together a meaningful law enforcement program when you have those kind of numbers. Now, keep in mind, the sheriff also has to guard prisoners that are in the hospital. So
yes.
If the city has a prisoner that gets arrested for something and has to go to the hospital, we have to guard them. That comes from our road patrol. So there are days we have literally no deputies on the road because they're otherwise handling other details.
Now, what impact has that had on the crime rate?
Well, you haven't seen a significant uptick yet, but you're starting to see more crimes of violence. You take a look at the last few weeks in Holt. We've had a couple of home invasions that have been significant. You're seeing those kind of things in Lansing as well. So the criminals are starting to get the message that there's going to be a slow response.
What are your conversations like with legislators and other elected officials when you're discussing this?
Well, in general, they plead poverty. We don't have the money, so therefore we have to cut.
And I
understand budgets. I mean, I'm not naive. I used to sit on school board. I understand you have to live within your budget. But you have to pick what you're going to cut. And I think in the grand scheme of things, if you don't have a safe community, people aren't going to live there. They're going to move out. And you're seeing that time and again in these communities where people feel unsafe. They're fleeing to the suburbs. And as well, try to get business in a community that's not safe.
So, how do you decide what to trim, though, when there's such a shortage of revenue? What do you trim instead of public safety?
Well, that's not my decision, but I'm going to tell you this, Mark. There are areas in the county and there are areas in the cities that took no cuts. Most county services are non-mandatory. They're discretionary.
Okay. With these cuts, there has to be backlogs. What are some of the areas that tend to become overwhelmed? I know you've voiced concerns over the years about the county jail. Is the operation of the county jail under control right now, to your satisfaction?
Well, of course it's under control. I mean, you have to deal that within the law. So if you have too many people in the jail, you declare an emergency and you start throwing people out, and we do that frequently.
You do?
Okay. And we have a portion of the jail that's closed. Due to budget cuts. We got a post that would go to hold another 63 people that has nobody in it.
I'd like to talk a minute about guns. Do conceal and carry laws allow police officers to do their jobs more effectively or less effectively?
Well, I'm not sure that has a significant effect on law enforcement. I mean, you're talking about because more people can carry guns now, how does it affect law enforcement?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a significant problem there. Normal people having a gun isn't a big deal, and we haven't experienced that. The problem, Mark, is very simple. Under Michigan law, if you have been adjudged mentally ill, it precludes you from getting a weapon or a carry permit. But there's no way to check that.
Okay.
So if you come in, you've been judged insane by your doctor. You come in and we ask you a question. Have you ever been judged mentally ill? Well, of course I haven't. Well, then we have to issue a permit. It's that simple. There's no database that allows us to check you out.
What needs to happen with regard to background checks then? They need to be tightened up.
They need to be tightened up, and the mental health issue is the part that's missing.
Okay. Are there other suggestions you have for reforms with regard to gun laws? This is still a pretty hot topic.
Well, I'm not sure why John Q. Citizen needs these high-capacity magazines. It's a mystery to me. But even with that said, I think it's important to point out, if you had a low-capacity magazine, let's say a magazine that held 6, 8, 10 bullets, you could still have a half a dozen of those and pretty much accomplish the same thing. So that's an issue that somehow has to be sorted out. Other than that, my comments here are going to make no difference in this debate. I don't think Congress has got the spine to take this issue on, and we're going to be talking about this 10, 15, 20 years from now.
The Lansing State Journal reports this morning on the Michigan Department of Corrections plan to trim its budget and reduce its overtime payroll costs. DOC has more employees leaving the department than new officers coming in. Any take on this, on the state's correctional challenges?
Well, that's been a challenge for years.
Yeah.
They have a new director, and I think he's trying to take them in a little different direction. I applaud him for his efforts. We do need to lock criminals up. And as I said, we have part of our jail that's not even being used that causes great angst for our local judges because they can't put them in. So collectively, the state and local, we need to clean up our act when it comes to housing prisoners and how we're going to go about that.
About a week ago, the group Fight Crime, Invest in Kids was at the Capitol urging the legislature to expand Medicaid in Michigan. Their claim is that health coverage for expectant moms helps prevent babies born with fetal alcohol syndrome. They also support it to enhance various interventions involving substance abuse and mental health issues. Do you agree with, there were a lot of law enforcement professionals in this group. I know Kay Hoffman, Lansing Township Police Chief, was in this group.
I'm part of this
group.
You
are part of this group. Okay. And you are sold on expanding Medicaid for that very reason.
Absolutely. Every study you can read will show you that early intervention when it comes to neonatal care and preschool care, these type of things, if you can intervene early, the chances of these children becoming productive citizens is increased exponentially. Not a little bit, but a lot.
I've noticed there's a Facebook page that's launched called Dissolve Lansing Township, and they maintain, the members of this group maintain, it's time to incorporate the scattered pieces of that township into the city, into other units of government. How does this pressure to consolidate impact your capacity to protect and serve here in Ingham County?
Really doesn't have any effect. Lansing Township is an interesting piece of geography when it comes to fire protection and police protection. There's a chunk here and a chunk there, and of course they got the Eastwood Town Center, which dominates a lot of their law enforcement time now, but I wouldn't see it having a significant effect on what happens at the sheriff's office.
What do you, I have to ask you about drone technology. I don't think there's a week that goes by that I don't read something related to this. What do you make of it? And is there a day when the county may purchase and use drone technology?
Well, I view this debate with some humor. I mean, we've been flying over people's houses for years. I mean, when we have a problem, we call the state police. They send their helicopter. We use it to find kids. We use it to find elderly people who have wandered away from nursing homes. So even though it's not a drone, it's flown by a live person, it accomplishes the same thing. Now, the naysayers on drones, what would they say if they had a child that was kidnapped and we needed to search an area that the state police helicopter wasn't available for or something, but yet we had a drone? Would they say, no, you shouldn't do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a relatively cheap technology. I think it has many applications. I just don't understand what the concern is. They're trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist.
Well, there's privacy concerns, I think, that people have raised.
Well, you can fly over houses now,
and,
Mark.
And do that already.
Absolutely can do it.
How big a problem is meth in Ingham County?
It's huge.
What's the trend? Is it just an ongoing problem that is not getting any better?
The trend is the one-pot cook meth. In other words, they take a 2-liter Coke bottle and they can do this stuff in the trunk of their car. And we catch people for that on a weekly basis. Eaton County, I have a son of the sergeant over there, and they deal with it almost on a daily basis. They go out doing mess sweeps two or three times a year and just grab up people that are cooking meth. So it's a problem.
Where is the marijuana discussion in terms of law enforcement right now in the county?
Well, the big issue that we're facing when it comes to marijuana, and since it's been, quote, legalized by licensing and so on, is robberies. The users know where the growers are, and so they go there and rob them. And we've had two in Delhi Township just in the last week. So they're stop-and-rob kind of operations, and they're difficult to deal with.
It's budget season. What's the dynamics of the budget discussion right now in Ingham County with regard to the to your department?
Well, we're putting our budget together. We're going to ask for a few new toys, but it won't be significant. There won't be a significant change in our budget.
What are the new toys?
Well, I'm a couple of positions here, those kind of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's primarily manpower.
Yes.
And do you know where the commissioners are in terms of budgeting for police for your department in the county?
I don't. You need to keep in mind the county controller is retiring, and she's been a strong leader in Mary Lanois. She'd be gone here in June. And so they're in the process of hiring a new person that will drive that train. So those are all dynamics that we have to deal with.
But you're going to be watching who replaces Mary in that position, because they do play a key role with regard to your funding.
Well, I don't know if watching would be the appropriate word. We'll be working with that person.
It's an important person.
Absolutely,
in terms of the budgeting process.
It's a huge player in county government.
Okay. Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth has joined us here this morning to talk about police budgets and when do we reach the point where they've been cut too much. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate your visit.
You're welcome.